GabFest Radio.
Did you ever wonder what they were really thinking? You're listening to The Ladies' Room. Say hi to your co-hosts, Marianne McQueen and Trish Twilley.
Good morning, and welcome to the Monday, October 27th, 2014 edition of The Ladies' Room Radio Show. I'm Marianne McQueen.
Good Monday morning. I am Trish Twilley.
And it's just another week in paradise, isn't it?
Is this paradise? But it's Monday. So I think it's only paradise this time of morning on Fridays.
All right, I'm going to use that. So in that case, in my mind, it'll be Friday then.
Yes, yes. Now, did you feel better?
A little bit.
Happy?
Just for that moment.
Oh, God. Just a second of euphoria. It's just like real life.
And then it passed like gifts. All right, so right off the bat, Trish and I know that we're big personalities, but we want to invite you to call in and tell us what's on your mind. It's 310-919-4271. That's 310-919-4271. Now, if you're hearing impaired, I'm signing right now the numbers 310-919-4271. We're on Facebook as the Ladies Room Radio, and that's Ladies RM Radio Show. And on Twitter, the Ladies Room Show. And again, room is always with an RM because we're quick and we don't have time for whole words. So, sister, how was your weekend?
My weekend was a whirlwind, and I cannot believe it is already Monday. I had events planned for Saturday, and when I was left air on Friday, I guess it was, 12? I don't know, a little after 12, went to my dance class. It started at 2, and I pulled in my driveway, no lie, at 6:15.
Wow.
I mean, it was, it was crazy. When I got here, my daughter said, I got to be at the ball field by 6:45. It's senior night, and it was time for the Friday night lights and the last home game. So I got ready real quick and took her to the ball game, and we froze. And I woke up Saturday morning and said, I can't do it. I cannot go to another event. So
wow.
I stayed home. I cleaned out my closet semi. My mother surprised me. I was in my closet on a ladder, and someone came up and pinched my behind. And for a second, I was kind of happy and turned around, and it was my mother. And I was still happy, but I was expecting Channing Tatum, but it was not him.
Oh,
so
okay.
I even sort of put my housework to the side and just kind of spent some time with my mom and caught up. But then yesterday I had a big event with some former Braves players. That was kind of fun.
Now tell me about that. Did you sing yesterday?
I did sing yesterday. I was invited to do the anthem for the Warrior Classics softball event yesterday, and it was at Cool Ray Field in Gwinnett County, which is one of the minor league Braves stadiums in the Atlanta area. It was to benefit veterans, and that's what they were doing. John Rocker headed it up, and let's see, there was Brian Jordan was there, Otis Nixon was there, Kevin Millwood, Greg McMichael, DJ Shockley from Georgia, he was a former Georgia player. Marquise Grissom was there. Just tons and tons of people. I don't know if people realize that John Rocker and his girlfriend Julie McKee are on Survivor this season.
Yeah.
John's already been voted off. She is still there, but she was. I hung out with her in the dugout while we watched the Home Run Derby.
He's a huge personality. And
he is.
He's a great ball player. He's highly opinionated. He's a smart guy. And, you know, regardless of how people feel about him, he's interesting. He's compelling. Did you find that yesterday in the time?
I did. You know, I didn't really. I had my picture made with him. Since he was in charge, you know, he was very busy. So I grabbed a picture with him, but his girlfriend, but Julie was just sitting in the dugout with me, and we just sat and chatted. And she was so sweet, but she said that Survivor kicked their butt. She said, you know, she said we lost 20 pounds. We were just, you know, just it, hard. It was a hard show to do. So she was so beautiful and just so sweet. She seemed to be really sweet, but they were there for a good event, and it was just fun. And you know, when you're around those people and, you know, you see them on TV all the time, and if you're a sports fan, you know, you typically kind of, the kids will idolize them, and you realize they're just kind of people like we are, but so kind, so kind. And, you know, Brian Jordan came up and said, you know, after I sang, "Oh, girl, you can do it." You know, that you sing so good. And, you know, it's just, it was a feel good event, and you were doing it for a great cause. As soon as I got there, I went straight to the autograph lines for pictures and autographs for, cause I took my kids. And this older gentleman, there were, you know, veterans all around, with donation buckets and working and, you know, guiding people and telling them where to go. And the line was kind of long, and this gentleman came over and said, "Hey, you know, that line over there has got autographs too, and it's not nearly as long." And you, and so he followed me over to that line, and I said, "You know, I'm doing the anthem today. We gotta get this show on the road and hurry up." And he said, "You are? Well, you know what? It's in the rules that you cannot sing the anthem unless you hug a Marine."
Aww.
And I said, "Oh, it is?" Yeah. He said, "Yeah, I can get the book and show." I said, "Are you a Marine?" So I hugged him. But then later on, he kept finding me. The same gentleman kept finding me. And it would be, he would need another hug. But he would also, he also came and got me and my kids. And he stuck his arm out for me to grab hold of his arm. And he escorted me to the very front of the autograph line and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, but she's got to go first. She's doing something special for us. And she needs to be here with her family." And he put me at the front of the autograph line. He was so, his name was Russ McMillan, and he was a character, and I will never forget him. He said, "You know, I love the hugs." He said, "But let me tell you about my friend over here." He said, "He may come over here and ask you for your lips." And I didn't respond. And he said, "He's got about probably 100 business cards. And he will go to women and say, 'Hey, can I have your lips?'" He's got Katie Couric, several Miss Georgia, Catherine Bach, where they will, he will take a business card and ask them just to put their lip imprint on it, their lipstick.
That's so interesting.
That was cool. Yeah. Yeah. So that I kind of avoided him a little bit because that intimidated me, but I hugged a lot. So that was very sweet.
I got to tell you, I'm all about veterans. I think that, no, I'm not about that base, about that base.
See? but we're not about that treble.
No, not at all. But I will tell you that I'm all about veterans of all ages. And I'm so glad that you got to go out and do that yesterday. I think it was probably great for everybody. It's awesome that you brought your kids with you. I think especially, you know, the Vietnam War era veterans took a lot of crap, and you're a bit young for that. But I can tell you, my husband is a Vietnam War era veteran. And when most of those guys came back from Vietnam, they were spat upon. Nobody wanted to hire them. PTSD, you know, nobody. People certainly knew that they used to call it shell shock back in the day, but there weren't treatments. There were no parades, certainly. And so when I hear about the older veterans getting love, you know, getting attention along with the younger ones who have come, you know, from Iraqi storm and all the other war engagements that we've been in, it just makes me feel good that they're included. There's not a lot of folks left from, you know, the world wars. There are some left from the Korean War, but the Vietnam veterans have a real place in my heart. And I'm glad you were out there. And I saw some pictures. I want to see more.
Yeah. I took a picture of the gentleman that was so kind to me and gave me, I mean, he just took it upon himself to give me VIP treatment. He was just so sweet, and you knew he had so much personality. But I do have a picture of him, so I'm going to post that. I was giving him a hug, I think my daughter snapped a picture of all the hugs because they just kept coming. I mean, he would just come up by me and say, "You okay? You're doing all right. And then after I sang, he found me right before I left and said, "That was the most beautiful version of the anthem that I have ever heard." He said, "I love that you sang it the way that it was supposed to be and the way it was written, and you didn't try to put on a show with it." And he was just so kind. And it goes back to, no matter what kind of day someone may be having, all it takes is someone just to reach out and be kind. It just changes your whole day. It just changes who you are.
I couldn't agree more. And for what it's worth, I'm going to use this as a shameless plug moment. How do you like that?
You know what? We're shameless. So.
I'm shameless. I'm going to be a shameless hussy right now. So Trish Twilley just sings. So, I mean, it's not just in church. It's not just the national anthem. So if you want to book Trish Twilley, this is shameless. You didn't know I was going to do this.
No, I didn't.
No, you do. Booking at the aimcompany.com. That's booking at the AME company written out.com. And girlfriend will sing, but you got to negotiate with me first. Don't be afraid. I won't bite you.
No,
But
she won't.
I don't bite. I might bark a little. And then if you see, you're a really good person if you can make me purr.
Yes,
But that doesn't
yes.
happen often, just saying. But for what it's worth, I'm glad. I'm glad that was a good weekend. I have a feeling other people who weren't there went to the movies. I didn't, but it's always Monday means it's weekend box office time. Did you hear about that movie Ouija based on the Hasbro board game? You know, the Ouija boards.
No, I don't know. I've heard about it, for my kids have talked about it because it's, Halloween time and the scary around. But I have not even seen a commercial for it.
Yeah, I have, and I gotta tell you, I'm not a fan of the Ouija board, but for what it's worth, again, and it's mostly a teen-centric horror film, they made $20 million on that film this week, which blows me away. 20 million, but then again, there's not a lot of competition out there. The other film that came in second was one that stars Keanu Reeves. And although I've always believed that every movie he makes, he's playing the same part.
And he always looks the same, but I am shocked that he was in the number two movie for the weekend because you've not really heard anything from him.
Nah, he lays low. $14.2 million, which beat most industry expectations, which it's kind of sad when the industry thinks that you won't even make, $14 million. And he's been in Hollywood a long time. So sorry, Keanu, but the good news is you beat the odds and you made $14 million in the film John Wick. Rounding out the top five, so after Ouija at one, Wick at two, Fury, $13 million. I haven't seen it. I don't know anyone who has. Gone Girl at $11.1 million, and The Book of Life at just under $10 million.
I know that Fury has Brad Pitt in it, and the only reason that I know that is because I don't know if any of you may have seen this. I started to post it on Facebook, but I did not. When Brad Pitt was with Jack, I mean not Zach, me and Kim say Snuffleupagus. Don't know his last name, but he does the Between Two Ferns, the
Yes.
interviews. Did you see that where he was
Yes.
interviewing Brad Pitt?
Brian, do you know
It
how to pronounce
was,
Zach's last name?
I
No.
don't know.
Galifianakis.
Who?
He's,
Galifianakis.
Galifianakis. That's who.
yes, or Snuffleupagus,
Or
and
Snuffleupagus.
whichever one you choose, but. That was, they're always real awkward, and you have to wonder how much acting really goes into it. Sure, a lot, but it was so funny. And because he asked him about his movie Furry, and he said, "Oh, you mean it's not Furry?" And Brad Pitt said, "No, it's Fury." So that's
That's
the only reason I know that Brad Pitt is in that movie.
and not only that, it's interesting because I know that in that interview with Zach, Brad Pitt, so Brad Pitt, of course, I don't think knew it, but Zach played the theme, the audio of the Friends theme.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, he took him by surprise.
Oh, that, see, I watched the whole thing, and because he said, you've heard of Friends, right? Ah, man, I didn't even think of that. I have to go back and watch the reaction, because that was pretty good.
You have so much going on, it doesn't surprise me. All right, but we're going to get ready here to take a break. When we come back, we've got lots of celebrity news. Gene Simmons is in it. I can't stand him. A little Halloween and the world's most profitable companies this year. So we'll be right back with the Ladies Room Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to The Ladies Room. We'll be right back in just a moment. Now, back to the Ladies Room.
We are back with the Ladies Room Radio Show. That seemed really quick, didn't it?
It was very quick.
We tend to, we talk through the break. So, all right, there's a subject that we have to address. And since you're in Georgia, maybe you want to lead with this one.
Yeah, because I'm really just kind of put out with the whole thing. Debuted. There was a lot of flack about Georgia and the people that were in it and the way they acted. And you had people in Georgia saying, wait a minute, she is representing us. That is not who we are. That is not what we are. We, you know, everybody thinks that we're some backwoods, redneck, inbreeding, molesting, blah, blah, blah. And that's just not the way it is. So you tried to give her the benefit of the doubt, the whole show, basically, and just said, you know, probably editing, acting, until the story broke Thursday about Mama June and convicted child molester, who she just got out of prison, I think, in May, and was her boyfriend 10 years ago. And TLC canceled the show very fast, and we talked about that on Friday. But then after we got off air on Friday, the news broke that the child that he molested was Anna, her daughter. Oh,
that's insane.
Carpeted stairs. Honey Boo Boo is behind her. The convicted felon is behind her, touching her. So I don't know what they were doing, but they were.
I am so disgusted. I don't even know where to. Here's a woman that, they started on Toddlers and Tiaras. Her daughter was a breakout star because Mama June gave her go-go juice, and Honey Boo Boo was a little bit chubbier than the other kids. So they were breakouts. And for the longest time, I've been defending her. because it felt like she was saving her money. She was planning, you know, she said, I'm saving money for their college. And I said, you know what? She's smarter than people think. Now she has lived up or down, depending on how you look at it, to every stereotype. It's just so sad. And quite frankly, if I lived in Georgia, I'd be calling Child Protective Services. That guy is not supposed to be around children. And not only that, she bought him a car. She bought him, or she was looking for an apartment, I think, for him. And for the last 10 years has continued an emotional, allegedly, has carried on an emotional relationship with him while she's been with Sugar Bear. So there is nothing good that can come of this. And it's again, this falls under the reality of reality, is that these are regular people, for better or for worse. And so I hope she enjoyed all the time in the sun and all the publicity, because now she's going to have to take all negative publicity. And I kudos to TLC for doing the right thing, pulling the plug on a show. Who wants to have those kids around? I feel so passionate around this. A convicted sex offender who did 10 hard years. And let me tell you, he didn't do enough, because that daughter will never get her innocence back. And now June has now ruined a relationship. She's not only ruined her daughter's life, she's ruined her relationship with her daughter. And I quite frankly hope she doesn't forgive her. I wouldn't.
Why? Okay, so any mother that I know, if it was me, I would be trying to figure out how to keep him, period.
Yep.
I just can't believe that she would be in contact at all. Anna Cardwell is her name. I believe it's Anna Marie. Or no, that's, is that right? Anna Marie Cardwell, yes.
The daughter.
The 20-year-old daughter.
Yes.
AKA Chickadee.
Right.
Right. So I'm still trying to figure out. She claims that McDaniel tried to touch her and all that stuff, and that is quotes. Now the story says those are her claims. So I'm trying to figure out, is this the child that he went to prison for? Or is that she is just now claiming that he did this? Because I don't think I have read that or found out anything like that from TMZ.
This is the one. My understanding is his molestation of June's daughter is the one he went to prison for.
So there was a case. So let's break this down. There was a court case. There is no question of guilt or innocence, because Mark McDaniel went to prison for molesting an 8-year-old little girl. Uh-huh. I did not look up all of the charges or what his actual sentence was or anything like that, but there's no denying he went to prison. So if they went already sat through this, since her child was a minor, that meant that June would have had to sit in that courtroom and listen to what this animal did to her innocent kid that was in her care. And you mean to tell me that all is forgiven 10 years later?
I can't imagine. I can't wrap my head around that.
I can't even comprehend that. You know what? If it would, I shudder to think what I would do to someone who harmed my child like that. I'm afraid to think about what I would do. But I can tell you sitting right now that if in my mind I'm thinking that I would be loaded for bear when he walked out of that prison and society wouldn't have to worry about him anymore, I will say that.
Here. I have to tell you, I was in a situation, I want to say about 6 months ago, sitting in a diner, and there were two women at the next booth, and they were verbally abusing a little girl. Little girl had to be four. I don't even think she was five. She was four. And they're just, I knew that it was starting to sound like it was going to get physical. I did get involved, and it was a little, they knew that I was bigger than both of them. So they knew that could be a problem. And I just said, why are you doing this? Why are you talking? And she got all up in my face and she said, you need to mind your business. And I said, your kid is now my business if you're abusing this kid. got the plate, called the cop, you know, got applause at Foxy's Diner in Glendale. But the truth of the matter is people need to get involved. That goes back. People are afraid many times. But for what it's worth, in this case, I imagine Child Protective Services is already involved and they will do an investigation. I imagine his parole officer or probation officer, whatever that is, I don't know enough about it, will be involved. But,
yes, because if this was the child, mm-hmm. I am sure there were stipulations handed down from that judge and probably even before his release from prison that stated, I have no doubt, I've never seen the papers, but I can guarantee you on those papers that there was something in there about staying away from that family and that child.
Typically, it's to stay away from children.
Oh, yes. Well, he is going to be a convicted child. What is it? The child offenders.
Right. He'll have to be a registered child. That's correct.
Right. He'll have to do that. But since this was the child that he hurt and served time for harming, I have no doubt that there are stipulations in there to keep him away. And I'm sure that Anna Marie is named in that document. So then you have to wonder, where is his parole officer? Where is, you know, when he goes, why are they not around him? Because he's around this kid. There are pictures of him with Honey Boo Boo. She, regardless of anything else, she is a minor child and he ain't supposed to be around her, period.
And this is where fame cuts both ways, fame and celebrity. So they enjoyed it. Now the pictures are out there for the world to see. So will be involved very quickly. I imagine they are already, and I'm glad. And so for what it's worth, June, you had a shot in all of our homes and our hearts, and now can't even imagine talking to the man again, let alone being all cuddled up with him and buying him things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bad. I think it was reported she spent some money on him recently. No, it's hard for me to talk about this because I've become very passionate about it. And it's one area that I just, I can't keep my mouth tame. So poor her. Just, you know, she had a shot at fame and it just proved to be every stereotype that everyone called her. So there you go.
Yep. And there she goes. And speaking of somebody else who I really don't like right now, who's been on reality TV, Gene Simmons, the infamous bass player of Kiss. I don't like him. Can I just come out and say that?
Oh, how come?
Why don't I like him? Oh, my God, I could give you. First of all, that rat that's sitting on his head. Okay, first of all, it's okay for a guy to lose his hair. It happens. It's okay for a guy to go gray. It happens. But he's wearing what looks like a pubic hair wig on his head. That's so repulsive. So that's first. His arrogance is one of the things that irritates me. And then he's got this new book out. It's a self-help book. And where he tells, it's called Me, Inc., Build an Army of One, Unleash Your Inner Rock God, Win in Life and Business. Okay, so let me just say this. Screw you, Gene Simmons. Rockers, especially, you know, I don't think he was a brilliant businessman. He was surrounded by some really good business people. He too, made some good decisions. I don't think that puts him in a position of publishing or authoring a self-help book. But one of the things that I find so irritating is where he says, women should stop depending on men. And like, it's our problem because we depend on men in our lives and we need to choose between establishing a career and starting a family. Well, if you could see me right now, Gene, I'm giving you a double bird. I don't like you. Women have proven for years that they can have it all. They can have good marriages, great kids, well-adjusted, great careers, make their own money. And you know what, Gene? just keep putting that makeup on because you look better, but it still looks like you have either a rat's nest or, again, this big pubic hair wig on your head. There, I'm pissy and I'm done now.
Well, I have to wonder, does his wife go punch a time clock, get some carpet mail somewhere, or does she depend on him? Just out of curiosity.
I'm thinking she did have some money because I think she was an actress, but she was a Playboy model. Well, there you go.
Well, that lasted 10 minutes. What, she made $10,000 and that was made her rich for a minute? Because that never lasts.
Doubtful that that she's got a whole lot of money left. But I'm irritated. I'm just irritated that he's giving advice that women shouldn't rely on men. And for what it's worth, in the world we live in today, most households have two incomes. And so nobody's relying on anybody. We're all just trying to get by in the world, and it's all relative. So I'm fired up. I'm just fired up. All right, let's go to some better news. So do you remember a guy that made the news some years ago? He was panhandling, a homeless guy, but he had this beautiful radio voice.
Yes, Chad Williams.
That's him.
Yes.
That's the
yes.
one.
That was the greatest feel-good story. I remember them bringing him on the Today Show and how he could do his radio voice very quickly, and they'd given him all these chances. But then the last I heard that, you know, and it was in the media, and I never followed the story real close, that he was having some more alcohol problems. So I never knew whether he was able to crawl out of that ditch he was in or if he ended up panhandling. I don't know.
Well, so that was 4 years ago when someone shot video of him, again, and heard this beautiful voice. He wound up being surrounded by, and this is what happens with new fame and fortune in some cases. He was surrounded by leeches and he fell off the wagon. He says he's been sober for 22 months now. He has a different set of people around him now. And I have to tell you, I would like to make this an open invitation for Ted Williams to join Gabfest Radio. I think he has an awesome voice. We could really help him. We'd love to have him with us. And because he's back, he's doing some voiceover work. He's got a few contracts left, trying to keep straight. He's got God in his life, just trying to keep it all together. But Ted Williams, if you are within the sound of my voice or someone who knows you, please contact us at the Ladies Room Radio Show. We would love to help you and have you do a show. You have a golden voice. It's platinum even. And maybe it'll help you kind of get back on track. What do you think? Wouldn't he be great to have?
It really would. It really would. Did any kind of contracts and any big names that we would have heard on TV or radio?
He had.
What did he do?
He had Kraft. That was one of his biggest ones.
Oh.
And he had a number more, but again, they kind of all went away. He zipped through all his money and he said, you know, I went from having 2 cents or not even having 2 cents in my pocket to being in Hollywood. And that whole experience in some ways reminds me of also reality TV, quote, stars. They go from a moment, you know, in their lives of really having nothing to suddenly having it all, and everyone wants you and everyone wants you on TV. And then, you know, it's hard to deal with. And then if you do have a problem, an addiction, it's easy to relapse, which is what he said he did. So anyway, Ted, we'd love to have you. I think you're highly talented and we're easy to work with, aren't we?
Well, I think we're totally easy to work with. I mean, you're going to find any better than us.
No, we got to ask Brian. No, maybe I'm not going to ask Brian yet. He hasn't had enough coffee.
No, don't ask him.
But speaking of things that they tell us that aren't good for us, that might be, did you hear about Coco? Did you read about what Coco can actually do? COCOA. So not Coco that could be a person like Conan, but but cocoa that's in
cocoa like chocolate.
Yeah.
I know, you always hear that, because I think it's people who might be chocoholics that are always having these stories resurface that they may be good for you. So I've always heard there are some health benefits, but tell me about it.
So this is a case where I'm happy. Let me just tell you. A compound has been found in cocoa, and it reverses age-related memory loss. Now, I was gonna stop right there and just say, oh, I haven't had enough cocoa this morning, but I can continue because I remember the story. It was published in something called Nature Neuroscience, and it was partially financed by a chocolate company. So you have to always take
yeah.
Right? But they found that flavanols reverse mild memory loss in older adults. And using brain scans and memory tests, the latest study shows that flavanols extracted from cocoa beans improved neural connections, at least in mice. And but that being said, for all of us who are now just getting ready to dip to our Halloween candy, they say hold on to the chocolate bar because you only need a minuscule amount. Too much of the chocolate actually
makes your butt really big.
Well, damn, that ship has sailed for me. But if you gorge on it, apparently it may have the opposite effect. So you have to sort of be careful on how much you have. Personally, I would have an IV of chocolate, and I am so radical. I truly love chocolate. I would do a chocolate suppository if I thought it would help.
A chocolate suppository.
I figure
that's one I've never heard before.
If it's going to come out that end eventually, why not give it a jump start? I'm just saying, as we always say. So Halloween is coming. Speaking of Halloween, there's just a lot that's happening. Are your kids dressing up? Are you dressing up?
I sometimes do, but I found that my older kids, they're teenagers now. My middle daughter will be cheering at her last football game, and it's an out of town game. My son is, he's 17 and she's just not really interested, but my youngest daughter is still very, very much interested. And I normally have already had her extravagant costume ordered a month ago. I have not done anything, nothing. I cannot believe that the Halloween is in 4 days.
Yep.
And my daughter does not even have a costume. This is so never happened since I've had kids.
So now, and what does she want to be for?
This year she's wanting to be, and see, I have the movie, but after it took 20 minutes of singing in Frozen before the dialogue ever started.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me think. Let it go. Let it
and
go.
And I keep hearing about that song, but I've never, maybe I've heard it and didn't realize it, but I don't know it. But apparently so she's wanting to be one of those characters. I know she said something about a Elsa or something. So anyway, it's the Frozen character. And my middle daughter is going to dress up Friday night for the football game, and she's wanting to be that snowman character that's in Frozen.
Aww, so that's cute.
So I would imagine, since I have waited to the 11th hour, I will be probably making these costumes.
Oh, good.
Because, I don't have anything else to do.
No, you just do nothing. You're the, actually, you're one of the most awesome overachievers I know. But with that, because you're an overachiever, we're going to have a break. So we can take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little current events, the loss of a rock legend, the world's most profitable companies this year, and pet peeves of trick-or-treaters. We'll be right back with the Ladies Room Radio Show.
We'll be right back in just a moment. Back to the ladies' room.
And we are back with the final segment of the Monday, October 27th edition of the Ladies' Room Radio Show. How you doing there, sugar britches?
Hey, I am good. And, you know, you just said it's October 27th, and I should probably say that today is my husband's birthday.
Aww.
So happy birthday to my husband, Birch.
Happy birthday to Birch. Happy birthday to Birch. Happy birthday. Now, Birch isn't so old that he could, like, burn a house down with candles, could he?
Well, yeah.
All right. So is he okay. Is he old enough to be in the AARP? Because you have to be 50 to get in that.
He is. He is.
Well, for what it's worth, I am too. So
and it makes him mad every time they send something in the mail. So he's in denial. You know, I keep saying, look, you can get all these great benefits for us and these really cool discounts. And he wouldn't do it for nothing. Like, OK, this is a perfect example. I took my son to get him a new suit for homecoming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm the coupon queen as far as Belk, Macy's. You know, when they have the extra things off, I'm going to get it because I spend enough money with them that I deserve it. So I am not above saying, okay, what coupons do you have for me for today? And because I was buying a suit and, you know, that was not cheap. And he said, well, the only thing we have is we could do, you know, I think he said 15% off for senior citizens. And I said, oh, you could? So, you know, that, so for, you know, in the city, it was like $300. I had and bought it. And I said, look, you need to take this receipt down by 7 o'clock tonight. I mean, by 9 o'clock tonight before they close. This guy said, 15% off because it's senior citizens. And he looked at me like he could run through me and said, I am not a senior citizen and I am not taking that back down through there. I said, okay, well, it's your money, but I mean, it's your thing. But I mean, that was, I mean, he would not go get the discount because that meant he would have had to tell them he was a senior citizen. He wouldn't, yeah. He wouldn't do it. So it makes him angry.
It's one of those things that happy birthday, Birch, but it's worth mentioning that there, you know, you realize that you can order from certain menus now and that there are discounts.
There's free coffee at McDonald's every morning.
I did not know that. For geeks?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I have no idea. I wonder if we have that here. I don't know. I don't go to McDonald's. Sorry, Mickey D's. I don't think you're ever going to be a sponsor anyway. But I didn't know that. So who knew? All right. That November 1st is just a few days away.
It is like 5 days away.
And you know what that means? It's time to beat a dead horse.
Let's beat it. You know what? I am a woman, and I think that it is just expected for women to beat a dead horse, right? And I mean, they don't call us nagging women for nothing, right?
No. Let's do it. Tell me, but you're doing good stuff. You are doing Dancing with the Stars, Cobb County, November 1st at 7 o'clock. You've been raising money via text, via auctions, via – talk about it. Talk about this.
Oh, my goodness. I have been at fundraisers. We have sold baskets. I have a friend, Penny Cash, who has ran an auction all weekend long through her business. It's Cassville Station Facebook Auction. She has been auctioning items off that people have – they've cleaned out their homes, their garages, and took things to her to donate. And she has auctioned them off all weekend long for me. We have got text votes. We have sold champagne baskets, just whatever I can do to raise a dollar, because a dollar vote, a dollar donation to Loving Arms Cancer Outreach is a vote for me on the dance floor. Me and my dance partner, Bo Foyster from Dance Tech and Talent in Kennesaw, will be taking the dance floor on November 1st, trying to raise a little bit of money for Loving Arms. It is a nonprofit organization who helps people in my community. They help with gas cards to help people get to chemo treatment. They give grocery cards for that family who may be lacking a little bit in their home because the person who has to go to work every day is missing hours. Exactly. So they can be sick, so they can try to get well. They will come mow your grass. They will prepare a hot meal for that mother who is exhausted from going to treatment but still has a family to care for. They are a nonprofit who helps people real time. You don't have to go be denied by any other organization, or you don't have to qualify for them to help you. If you need help, Loving Arms will help you. That is, it's just a really great, great organization. Me and Bo, along with 8 other contestants from the area that are local heroes, celebrities, will be taking the dance floor on November the 1st at Lassiter Concert Hall in Marietta, Georgia at 7 o'clock. My dress rehearsal is tomorrow night. I am waiting on my dresses to come in today. But anyway, I need your votes. I'm very close, getting closer every day to my goal. I will not share what my goal is because I don't want to cap what I feel like I could do. So if you have a vote for me, it's not, you can't just text the number. You have to text the number. Then it takes you to a link where you can make a donation. And you only have to do it once because every dollar donation is a vote. So you text Cobb Star 2, that's COBBSTAR and the number 2, and you text it to 71777.
All right. So that's November 1st, Dancing with the Stars, Cobb County. If you don't like hearing it, too bad. Cancer sucks. And everything that we can do for people who are either just beginning the fight or where it looks really bad, this is an opportunity to help. And I think everybody within the sound of our voices should give back a little to their own community. So speaking of companies, and some of these companies, we're going to talk about the world's most profitable companies. It's hard to believe we're almost, you know, we're in the fourth quarter of the year. So these lists are starting to come out. And some of these companies, I think, are very good about contributing to those less fortunate. So, all right. So number 10, I thought would be higher up on the list. The number 10.
I'm shocked.
Which one is it?
It's Microsoft USA.
Yep. Isn't that, I thought it would be.
I can't believe that is number 10. That is insane.
I guess Bill Gates, yeah, I don't know. Things have changed.
We need to check that. Well, yeah, I guess it's hard times at Bill Gates' house. Not really. I'm just
not
kidding.
Exactly. Number 9 is BP, as in, we completely destroyed the water down in the Gulf, the fuel company. Number 8, this is interesting. The Bank of China. And then number 7, do you know what number 7 is?
Agricultural Bank of China.
So like, this is a little weird. Okay, then we go to Samsung. So keep in mind, so BP at number 10, actually number 10, Microsoft, a U.S. company. Number 9, BP is a British company. Number 8 and 7 are Chinese companies. Samsung is number 6, and they're from South Korea. Number 5?
But the USA makes a comeback with Exxon for number 5. Exxon Mobil.
And then we crap the bed again at 4 and 3. So number 4 is the China Construction Bank. So 3 Chinese banks. I mean, that's 3
so far.
I
don't have a dollar in any of them, so I can't be held accountable for where they are.
No, not at all. And then number 3 is, I've never heard of this company, Gazprom Oil and Gas, and that's a Russian company. And then what's number 2, sister? Make me proud.
Number 2 is a USA company, and I'm pretty sure that I have single-handedly helped them gain number 2, and I'm shocked that they are not number 1, Apple USA.
I'm a big fan, even though they're very expensive computers compared to PCs. And tell us what the number 1 bank is. This just blows me away.
Oh, geez. Industrial and Commercial Bank of China.
What's with the Chinese companies?
Well, you know, they're smart and rich, apparently.
Apparently so. I don't get it. I know we owe them a boatload of money, but damn. USA, I mean, we have all these small businesses, but clearly in the world economy, we need a little work. But if you look at it, it seems like Chinese banks are slowly taking over the world as more and more companies borrow money from them. And that's a little scary. At least that's according to 24/7 Wall Street. All right. So we talked about trick-or-treating earlier, or we talked about Halloween earlier. Have you heard of some of the pet peeves of trick-or-treaters?
No, but when my kids went through, I guess it was 2 years ago, they stopped by a dentist's house and swear to God, they got a toothbrush. They were not happy.
Oh, that would just have annoyed the bejesus out of
me. I mean, really? Oh, well.
I don't.
Perfect. I'm sure their children probably sit in time out and brush their teeth and floss and never does. And, you know, the opposite of my kids.
I think, you know, trick or treat age, I think at like 12, like that's enough. Then it's just mooching. Don't you think? What do you think?
Well, no, you know what? No, I don't. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I have a younger child and I have 2 older children. And when we always get a big group together. And usually after about 12, unless they are just heathens and are mooching, they're almost kind of embarrassed to walk up to the door. But my son and daughter, I know their mentality, I know their thought, I know how innocent they are about a lot of things, and they wanted to be with their little sister and with the group of people. So they wouldn't go to every house when my little one would go up to the door, But they would walk her up and they would be semi dressed up. And, you know, it, usually the person handing out candy would give them some, and they were thrilled with that. But now they have never been bratty, and but we have been around that. You know, when you go to the big neighborhoods and you see the big kids with there's no adult supervision and they're just out wreaking havoc everywhere. But to the ones who are well behaved and are just there for a good time with their little sibling and the rest of the family or friends that might be trick or treating with them, I don't have a problem with them walking up and getting candy. I just, and I almost welcome it at my house. I'm okay with it.
See, it's, I guess, again, the difference between living in the city and living in a nice town where a lot of people know each other. See, here, you know, a 16-year-old kid walks up to my door, I'm going to grab my shotgun. Exactly.
Yes, there's a lot of difference in where I live in Hollywood, California. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got four big dogs, but let me tell you, nobody's even going to get at my dogs. If they want candy, they can go buy their candy. But I do think, quite frankly, again, depending on where you live, and I think your point was well taken. The pet peeves. This one was funny, I thought. People that forget to buy candy and just offer you a bite of their sandwich.
I loved that one. That was good. That's pretty good.
Got people who want receipts. I need candy, but I got to take this as a write-off. I didn't think, I thought only maybe for UNICEF or something where it's a nonprofit. That's different. Or this I thought was weird. When your mariachi costume is so convincing that you get deported to Mexico.
It's for your green card. I mean.
Oh, my God. These are bad. As somebody who lives among my Mexican neighbors, I mean no harm. Encountering a jack-o'-lantern that looks suspiciously like your mailman's head. That's weird.
Ugh.
Here, this one is bad. You want to do it or do I?
Oh, I just saw. It just makes me sick. Black jelly beans that turn out to be blood-swollen ticks. Oh, my gosh. I hated black jelly beans before. Now, I really do.
Yeah, that ain't good. And how about the ones like, you know, again, we're in kind of a gated property. It sounds nicer than it is. But there's the ones, the people who sit outside in their porch at the end of a long driveway and they give you the stink eye. You're going to give me something. If I do, I'm going to throw it from 30 feet. That's where that's going to end. All right. What's the next one you got?
When you find something in your goodie bag called malted meatballs.
Now, I could imagine my people from the old neighborhood, Red Hook, Carroll Gardens, here's your shout out. I could see that they would give meatballs. I don't think they would be Swedish nor malted, though. They would be good old-fashioned meatballs with some sausage and the Sunday sauce. Gravy is brown. Sauce is red. And, it's a little weird, though. Malted meatballs. Or, and this I think happens a lot, as soon as you get home, you're a kid, you get home, and your mom or dad start wrestling you to the ground for your Kit Kats. Oh, or your dogs wrestle you to the ground for your Kit Kats.
Or unless you come home and you look and all you got was a rock.
Oh, that's right. Do you know, I have to say this, my ex-father-in-law, do you know what he used to do? He was evil and mean-spirited. Kids, when the older kids came to his door, he would put in an ice cube so that their paper bag would help and fall. Is that not mean?
Oh, that's worse than getting a toothbrush.
Or a tick.
Or a rock.
When Mr. B told me that story, I was floored. I was just, oh my goodness, I couldn't do that. It's not in me. I don't like all kids, but I'll tell you, I just don't think I could do that. We'll go through a couple of more, but I don't know. I just think in the scheme of it, let's see, as soon as you get home, your dad, we already did that one. Well, hell's bells. I think I'm done with Halloween. I am not doing anything for Halloween. But you've dressed up in the past, haven't you?
I do dress up because I just do it with my kids because it's just so to do that. So yeah, but I don't I have a Wonder Woman costume for this year. But I don't know. They're still hanging with tags on it. Dancing with the Stars will be the next day. I don't know that I will be dressing up and going out on Friday night. But I know that I'll take Jolie if she wants to go for a little while and get her some candy. But that would be it. I won't be dressing up, I don't think.
All right, wait, I gotta backtrack. So if you don't mind, how tall are you?
I'm okay. Well, I'm almost 5 feet, but probably closer to 4'11".
So a 4'11 Wonder Woman?
On the dress, but it's probably a below the knee something that needs a hoop. So.
Brian just said you're a travel size. You're a travel size Wonder Woman. I gotta, and if I would be like, I am queen size Wonder Woman. I come take out an entire group of superheroes and I would eat your candy.
I'm a pocket.
Pocket size.
Yeah, it's fun.
Your carry-on size, and I'm checked baggage. Oh, that's because I keep thinking about travel because I'm getting ready to hit the road, but not happy about that. But you know, we're about to hit the road too because there's so much going on today, and we're waiting for your dresses to arrive. And you've got how many dresses do you have coming?
I have 3 dresses coming today that I get to choose from, and I have realized that they when after they shipped and sent me the confirmation that they have sent the wrong one, and then they made me one especially for me with the specifications that I gave them. But the more I look at it, the more I'm thinking it. I look like an ice queen, and I should probably have a Dorothy Hamill hairdo. So
Oh.
I don't know if I love it. I'll just have to try them on. I don't know. But they realized I was short. They made me a dress. They put different things on it that I wanted. But we'll see.
All right, so let me so you've got dresses coming, and what's the name of the company that helped you out with the dresses?
It's KE Dancewear in Los Angeles.
KE Dancewear, so right in the neighborhood. They're downtown in the Garment District here
Yeah,
in LA.
Benita and Carol. Their names are Benita and Carol. I think they're a mother-daughter team down there. I think the daughter does most of the designing. The mom, Benita, handles the business side of KE Dancewear. But they have been so very patient and kind with me, and also they wanted the websites where the Dancing with the Stars event was going to be because they wanted to help me since they knew I was doing a fundraiser. They have gave me lots of breaks and,
Good.
sending me 3 dresses, and they've just been very, very kind to me.
And there's one more plug that I said I was going to do last week, and I want to do it before we close out today. There was a salon that made your hair.
Alicia Flemons is co-owner of Fringe Salon, and she is my hair sponsor for Dancing with the Stars, but she has been my friend, gosh, almost all our lives, and has made my hair big and gigantic and blonde for 20 years probably. But she is at Fringe Salon, and she's also donating her time to me on Saturday. She's going to have do my hair for me free of charge, and so she is great, great, great. It's a great place to be. It's Fringe Salon in Cartersville, Georgia.
All right, that's Fringe Salon. So we thank you as well. We're going to wrap up today at the Ladies Room Radio Show. We've got a lot to talk about on Wednesday. It's a busy week. We're going to want to hear all about when is your dress rehearsal?
Tomorrow night.
All right, so we're going to want to hear about that on Wednesday morning. So y'all be sure to be with us 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern. And we'll be back Wednesday with the Ladies Room Radio Show. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this edition of The Ladies' Room.